Hello, my slut giants. It's announcement time. Yay. Haptics are getting better on the Shivy decks. Much better. There's actually a brand new page on the decks I like to refer to as the Haptics Hub. This is now your one-stop shop for all things haptics. There's also a new interactive tab at the top with a drop-down menu for searching by styles of device. It should be much, much easier to find new haptics releases as they come out and sort by the specific device that you'd like to play with. Will I play with you? The way that the site handles haptic devices has evolved as well. The site now automatically detects the type of device you have running and selects the relevant pattern accordingly. It's seriously clever. And now for stroker support. I've officially partnered up with the Handy team. We've had official meetings and everything. I felt very professional. I'm going to be their flagship audio performer featured on their Handyverse app. Whilst other manufacturers are great for offering a wide range of vibration devices, the Handy is simply hands down the best stroker product out there, and it's not even close. So, what is it? The Handy is a new type of device which is termed a stroker. It doesn't have any form of vibration, but it can go up and down at completely controllable speeds and depths. So get your lube ready and prepare to have your mind and cock thoroughly blown. I've been reliably informed that the experience blows regular vibration haptics out of the water, so it is well worth checking out. For launch, I've prepared 20 supported files already, free for everyone to enjoy as usual. There are ongoing plans in the background to create some brand new audios in collaboration with the Handy team to specifically be used with the device, too. So, watch this space. You can support me and more files being made for this by ordering the Handy with my partnered affiliate link. I really appreciate it when you do that. We're also going to be adding support soon for their vibrator, the Oh, which is ideal for women or those who want a pure Hitachi-style device. I like my Hitachi. We also now are going to be having multiple haptics. Ever since the release of Take Your Medicine, I've wanted to add fully functioning multiple haptics support for files. I love the idea of being able to pin you down and have complete control over every single pleasure point on your body. For example, I can be controlling your cock with the hand of your gush, stroking up and down in time with my voice. All the while, I can have you plugged and buzzing along in your ass with a hush. The file at the time was pretty damn ambitious in itself, but now it, along with a whole bunch of other supported files, can be experienced as they were always intended, with multiple toys fucking you at the same time. To be clear, these are completely different script patterns, not duplicates. The scripts are bespoke for each individual device. The Shivy decks will do all of the work in the background. All you have to do is turn on your devices, have interface running, and it works just like connecting any other device with no extra hassle. eSTIM is on the horizon now. With the new haptics implementation, we are now at a position to branch out to another fun product that I've been wanting to add for a long time now. Electrostimulation. More importantly is that until now, eSTIM devices have not really lent themselves to interactive support. With the Coyote, that has all changed. It addresses so many problems I had with them previously. It's affordable, supports audio and Bluetooth, and lets you choose from a range of attachments depending on what sort of stimulation you'd like to experience. Plus, I've had the opportunity to try it out in person and vouch for its quality. It's shockingly good and easy to use. To bring this to the decks, I've enlisted a new minion whose specialty is E-Stim, but the team are always looking for capable minions so we can do things faster. If you think you can be of any use, then please PM my mod, Breakin, in Discord. I don't have a release date for E-Stim to announce yet, but stay tuned. They're on the way. Haptics Guide. I get real pleasure when people make things, especially when it involves me. People expressing themselves and being creative is something I find genuinely fascinating. Competency is honestly the sexiest thing in the world. And I can completely relate to anyone who finds learning a new skill hard or daunting. I'm definitely technologically challenged sometimes. I would be lost without my minions. So I'm here to help with a guided tutorial. Believe it or not, we have some of the best haptics helpers behind the scenes. One of those is Ilori, who has created the best haptic creation tool in the space. It's super easy to learn the basics of creating them, trust me. Plus, there is the added benefit that you'll be listening intently to me the whole time while you're working. Doesn't that sound fun? You know it does. Here is a haptics tutorial to get you started. I can't wait to see what you all come up with. The tool is super easy to use, and even if you're a bit of a novice when it comes to technology, like me, then I'm confident you'll be able to follow along with the instructions provided. Having tried out the tool, if you'd like to show your appreciation to Ilori, then you're welcome to support them via Ko-fi in the link below. Now to celebrate this event, you're all encouraged to take part in the upcoming Haptics Creation Competition. It's really simple. You pick any audio of mine and create a haptics pattern for it based on the tutorial or your own skills. There are a couple of caveats. First, you can't submit a pattern for an audio that already has haptic support added for that device. You can still submit a pattern for a file with pre-existing haptics if it is for an entirely different style of device. Secondly, by entering into the competition and submitting a pattern, you give me permission for it to be, potentially, released on the Shibby decks, even if you're not selected as one of the winners. But you'll still be responsible for lots of pleasure going out in the world, and as I can say, from a very personal place of someone who makes pleasure go out in the world. That can be a fun and heady feeling. Special points are awarded if you're creative. Even if you've never tried creating haptics before, have a go. And if you do something interesting or innovative, I will try and reward those entries too. The submissions will be judged by myself and the current haptics creation team, but I can, and probably will, reserve the right to overrule them. It is a theocracy. Not a democracy. You can submit as many files as you like, so go wild. To give you all plenty of time to learn what you're doing and enter, the event will run from now until the end of January. Entries close at midnight on the last day of January. All submissions should be sent to shibbydex@gmail.com with the title Haptics Competition Submission. Please include in your email the haptic file as an attachment, a link to the original audio file you created it for, what the intended toy is, and any further information or an explanation of what you've created. You can also post it on my subreddit, r/shippysays, for other people to enjoy and maybe be inspired by. And of course, now for the interesting bit, prizes. You can't run a competition without prizes, now can you? We have plenty of products to be won. The prizes for this event have been kindly supplied by the Handy Team and Lovends. If you win, you can select whichever product you'd like from the ones on offer and it'll be shipped directly to you right away, assuming it hasn't been picked already. The gifts to be won are as follows. 3 handies, 5 ohms. It's really fun to do that. 6 of any Lovent's product, excluding the fucking machine. Sorry, sweethearts. Best of luck to everyone, and happy holidays.